Hey, gorgeous.
What's up, babe girl?
Missing you a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw you on the Planet Marfa IG. They had a story up with you doing karaoke.
I know. When you said it, I, like, looked it up.
It was gone, right?
No. It was still there. It was sad, though. I definitely did some better songs that night.
I loved seeing you there, though. It kind of took me back. I'm recording. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I first found out about the residence, I didn't have any specific plans for what I was going to make. I knew I wanted to work on a painting, but I didn't want anything set in stone, just because I knew, or I wanted to take the residence as like for it was. I wanted to make art based on the residence and the area and Marfa. I didn't want to come in knowing exactly what I was doing. So that was a big part of it. Yeah,
that's really dope. I think this was your first residency, right?
Uh-huh.
It was my first one too. Yeah, I guess I actually did come with some expectations around what I was going to do, because in the proposal, I outlined like a very detailed concept for the kind of sorcery work I would do here and or at Marfa Open, which I'm still happy with the idea. Like, it was going to be work around doing magic to promote the leaking of further sort of secretive information from people above us, so that the public could have more access to it, like what's happening actually with technology and politics and like sort of like psychic manipulation behind the scenes. But basically, as soon as I showed up, that had to change. Came here with expectations about what I was going to do and didn't really like expect for that to collapse almost completely. Yeah, so when I showed up, I ended up finding myself like kind of immersed in the aesthetic of one specific like wealthy queer white man named Linnaeus Lorette, who I had knew nothing about before I came. And like prior to showing up at Marfa Open, I wouldn't have like had any good reason for choosing like a white man as my like sort of like person I'm dedicating the project to. So it was kind of surprising, but also really interesting to just like run into his aesthetics over and over so many times across town, across so many activities and so many stories from people, that I felt like I was actually being like confronted with someone's presence, you know, or someone's spirit, if you want to use that kind of language. So I think when a spirit beckons that much, like my work is to pay attention and to see where it takes me. So I couldn't have predicted that or really planned for that. And that changed the direction of my project. And also just being in Marfa, like you were saying, like actually being in the city or in the town, like impacted my work and my workflow and what I wanted to focus on as well. So I ended up using 9 different locations on the gallery grounds to record different random shit, like rusty buckets and like trash bins and like metal fencing, barbed wire, and to sort of piece together sounds for these sonic sorceries that really were about my time there. I think the work ended up becoming about things I was working through in myself as I was reflecting on the aesthetics around me and the people around me and during my time there. So like almost all the composition happened with people present, you know, which was really interesting and lovely. Usually at nighttime in the trailer where I was staying. So I've never composed live before. Ended up becoming like the compositions were almost like live performances in a way for the people who were there, which I've never really done before. So it was like kind of like I felt like the project became about exploring new processes for recording and for documenting where I am and what I'm going through, which opened a lot of doors for me. And the Linnaeus figure ended up being sort of inspiration for that because I kept finding out more and more about him. And he was like one of the first out sort of gay men in the community when it wasn't really cool. And like he was an outspoken communist who supported like immigrants and like people of color in the community and had a lot to say about the local art institutions. You know, he was one of the first people, from what I hear, to call the Chinati Foundation the Chinatzy Foundation, which I think is adorable and amazing. So it ended up being that the person whose aesthetic was chasing me around the whole time was also someone who was much more confident than I am. So it kind of forced me to have to become a more confident person, if that makes any sense. Like the music making process sort of became like, I guess, the ends of the project itself, you know. I ended up producing three pieces that I composed and produced sort of during my 3 weeks there, and I got to perform them at the end at the opening. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you ended up doing?
So while I was here, again, the initial plan was make a painting or like one painting, and maybe find something with video. And what I ended up doing was working on three paintings, which I wouldn't, it's not like they're not triptychs in any way. They're just three paintings related to one another, or like associated with one another in relation to my time here in Marfa, along with a video that I worked on the side and an altar for Lavitkin.
You're still there, and you have the rest of this week and then some of next week too. That's cool. And you're still working on sort of the final component about is about La Santa Muerte, am I right?
So I'm on the last two paintings more or less. And yeah, right now it's the Santa Muerte piece that I'm working on. Henry.
I love it. Yeah, that makes so much sense to me now. Like, I really didn't know how much being like by the border was going to influence the work, you know? Like, La Santa Muerte is such a sort of borderlands, like, figure to work with, you know? And then, like, I ended up feeling kind of drawn towards border-related things as well when I found out that the Black Butterfly stickers that I was putting on Red Candles, which also belonged to Linnaeus, which I didn't know. I found out from a close friend of his at the end, actually the day of our opening, that the Black Butterfly stickers for Linnaeus represented migrants.
No, and that's why that was like a big deal to me, the idea of like not so coming in with a plan, but figuring out like what was going to happen to me or what I was going to see while I was like in the area and in the space and in Marfa, you know?
Totally. And you've been to Marfa before this. Yeah, I don't think I could have predicted like how unique the space was going to be, you know. What kinds of things would you want to say to an artist that is to an artist that is considering doing a residency at Marfa Open?
I would say to not come with any expectations. It's, if you have been to like the desert or down south or whatever, it even then it's just such a different thing. Like I grew up in the desert and all that, but really Marfa is just such a little, like it's just such a time warp of a town, I feel like.
Totally.
And yeah, to really try to go off of that, don't so much come with expectations and plans, but more so come with the to be willing to take things in, prepare yourself for that, to more so listen and yeah, be ready to take in Marfa.
And yeah, like don't like you're saying, Nico, like don't close off to going out and getting to know people and finding places to dance and hang out and hear stories. That first night we hung out, we went to the drag show, remember? And then we went to Planet Marfa and there was some hard cumbias playing.
That's so funny. That was totally the first night.
That was the first night. And then I totally realized, oh shit, but then I was like, oh, I'm gonna like it here. Like
And I think
it's
that is in part like just that the actual residents, because like I have heard that like other residencies here, they are very like not cut off, but yeah, something similar to where the residents are kind of just like in their little box the whole time and no one really cares about them,
Interesting.
I feel like this place is very inviting,
Yeah, it is. And like the first night I was it the first night? I think it might have been the first night I was there. Kaylee, who had just found out about Marfa Open just a couple of days before through like the camping grounds nearby.
Yeah,
Like,
Noodle and I had like passed by and like ran into
oh, were you all the ones who talked to Kaylee about Marfa Open?
her. Yeah, we were like doing something in El Cosmico. I don't know what we were doing. And
No way, that's
then we saw
crazy.
Kaylee and Noodle and Kaylee started talking.
So like the first night I was at Marfa Open, after we partied, Kaylee had met this like local girl who had to leave her home because she had been kicked out or something, right? And like Kaylee, who was still new to the space, invited this like girl she just ran into to spend the night at Marfa Open. And like I just witnessed all that happen pretty seamlessly. Like there was so much trust. Like it's not something that you had to question that somebody was gonna like have a place to crash at Marfa Open. And I really found that to be really beautiful. Like it was really telling of the kind of culture that folks are nurturing here.
Yeah, it's hospitable. It's
Definitely.